Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to number 53 pre-recorded Dolly Shares, coming to you from Dolly World. Nancy Hopkins is the producer. Forgot one vital, important thing. There we go. I'm Dolly Howard, and I'm recording this Tuesday, June 11, 2019. Today I'll be sharing with you the subject of bullying. Someone suggested that I tackle this subject of bullying. So, I figured, yeah, that's a good topic to discuss, and I started doing some research on it, and there's a lot on it, because there's all sorts of different kinds of bullying. There's the bullying that children get and bullying adults get, which is pretty much basically the same coming from the bully, because the bully is the same as an older person as he or she is as a younger person. Let me start in with what I found. We witness and experience one kind of bullying or another every day. It comes at us through coworkers, bosses, neighbors, politics, fake news media, people we hire to do things around our houses that we can't or choose to not do, doctors, nurses, teachers, and or instructors, people waiting in lines for whatever the line is for, people on elevators, people using stairways, people we pass in public, kids, family members, even our pets. You get the picture. We are bullied by anyone and everyone we allow to bully us. Gotta get a backbone if we don't want to be bullied. My daughter was telling me about this coworker that she has, and another coworker, and the one coworker loves to bully the other coworker, and it's only because he's allowed to get away with it. So the one being bullied really needs to start standing up for themselves, because that person is the only one that can stop the bully. As long as a bully knows they can get away with it, they're going to do it, and they're going to keep doing it, and it's going to get worse and worse, because it builds their ego up, because they have no ego to start with, and they're trying to bring the other person down to their level. Well, it's not a good thing. I'll start by looking up the definition of bullying. I like to look up what the topic is so we all know the words of the definition, and we're thinking pretty much the same things about that word or topic. And this definition is by Wikipedia. Okay. Bullying is the use of force, threat, or coercion to abuse, intimidate, or aggressively cause harm to others. The behavior is often repeated and habitual. One essential prerequisite is the perception by the bully or by others of an imbalance or social or physical power, which distinguishes bullying from conflict. Now let me read that part again. One essential prerequisite is the perception by the bully or by others of an imbalance of social or physical power, which distinguishes bullying from conflict. Behaviors used to assert such domination can include verbal harassment or threat, physical assault or coercion, and such acts may be directed repeatedly towards particular targets. Rationalizations of such behavior sometimes include differences of social class, race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, appearance, behavior, body language, personality, reputation, lineage, strength, size, or ability. If bullying is done by a group, it is called mobbing. Bullying can be defined in many different ways. The United Kingdom has no legal definition of bullying, while some states in the United States have laws against it. I think that's good. I wonder if Florida has laws against bullying. I'd have to look it up. Bullying can be defined in many different ways. In the United Kingdom, there is no legal definition of bullying, while some states in the United States have laws against it, which I just said. Bullying is divided into four basic types of abuse. Emotional, sometimes called relational, verbal, physical, and cyber. Who would have ever thought there'd be cyberbullying? Well, somebody my age. I'm talking to somebody my age. Cyber wasn't even invented when we were born. It didn't come along until we were older. I need a drink. Having a bit of a rough day today, but I promised I'd do this, so I'm doing it. Here's another site. Oh, here's a site I found to be informational. So let me copy this site. Oh, come on, fingers work. I just discovered I got the shakes. That happens sometimes. My body shakes from the inside out, and I can't seem to stop it. I don't know why it's doing that. So let's see. Copy. Pull up the internet. Open it up. Oops. I hit the wrong button. Paste and go to. Okay. This site is called Violence Prevention Works, and its site addy is www.violencepreventionworks.org /public/recognizing bullying page. Okay, so let me get started over here. Recognizing Bullying. Dan Olweis, creator of the Olweis Bullying Prevention Program, defines bullying in his book, Bullying at School, What We Know and What We Can Do. A person is bullied when he or she is exposed repeatedly and over time to negative actions on the part of one or more other persons, and he or she has difficulty defending himself or herself. This definition includes three important components. 1. Bullying is aggressive behavior that involves unwanted negative actions. 2. Bullying involves a pattern of behavior repeated over time. 3. Bullying involves an imbalance of power or strength. Let me make sure the recording is still recording. Oh, yay! It is. In his writings, Dr. Olweis is very clear that bullying is peer abuse that should not be tolerated under any circumstances. Today, more than 30 states have adopted laws against bullying. Types of bullying. Bullying can take on many forms. As part of the Always Bullying Questionnaire, students are asked if they have been bullied in any of these 9 ways. Hold on. Okay. 1. Verbal bullying, including derogatory comments and bad names. 2. Bullying through social exclusion or isolation. 3. Physical bullying, such as hitting, kicking, shoving, and spitting. 4. Bullying through lies and false rumors. 5. Having money or other things taken or damaged by students who bully. 6. Being threatened or being forced to do things by students who bully. 7. Racial bullying. 8. Sexual bullying. You can learn more about bullying and sexual orientation if you click on that little link there. 9. Cyberbullying via cell phone or internet. Bullying is not teasing. It might be hard to tell the differences between playful teasing and bullying. Teasing usually involves two or more friends who act together in a way that seems fun to all the people involved. Often, they tease each other equally, but it never involves physical or emotional abuse. Sometimes people can pretend that they're playing at bullying, but they aren't. They're actually getting their kicks by being a frickin' bully. And they love the attention. Why students bully? Information about bullying suggests that there are 3 interrelated reasons why students bully. 1. Students who bully have strong needs for power and negative dominance. 2. Students who bully find satisfaction in causing injury and suffering to other students. 3. Students who bully are often rewarded in some way for their behavior with material or psychological rewards. That's the end of Mr. Olweis's story. So let me go back to my notes because I have more places I want to go to. This site, let me see, I have a little note here. It says, here is a site talking about children's bullying, because I also have a site talking about hold on, I'm having trouble. There we go. I have another site talking about adult bullying. And then I have a site on how to handle adult bullies, because I'm talking mostly to adults. I don't think I'm talking to any children. At least not that I know of. Paste and go. Oh, this is the same site. Violence Prevention Works. Is this the same thing that I had? Let me see. Nope, this is different. Youth. So you know the site. www.violencepreventionworks.org. Oh yeah. I'm looking on the left side where he has a list of places to go in this site. And it covers home, bullying, dating violence, youth suicide, professional education, funding, news, state information, affiliates and partners, key resources. This is a pretty neat site. Here's a map over on the right side. State information, interactive map of state efforts to prevent bullying, hazing, and harassment. And here's a little place you can go to, prevention curriculum. Lifelines, a suicide prevention program, provides suicide awareness, resources for school administrators, faculty and staff members, parents and students. This is a good site if you have children who are being bullied. Also for adults, because I think this is where we end up for the adults too. Youth who are bullied based upon perceptions about their sexual orientation, by Jane Rees, LSW. Bullying is aggressive behavior that is intentional and that involves an imbalance of power. Most often, it is repeated over time. Bullying can take many forms: physical bullying, hitting or punching, verbal bullying, name-calling, teasing, social or emotional bullying, exclusion, hurtful gestures, or cyberbullying, negative messages via email or text messaging. Or I guess you could include negative things on your Facebook pages or your Twitters or Tweeters, whatever it's called, the other media they have out there. Verbal bullying is the most frequent form of bullying experienced by both boys and girls, often even among young students. This form of bullying can involve negative language that is sexual in nature. Sometimes, this sexual language refers to another person's actual or perceived sexual orientation. I see, G. For example, targeting an individual as being gay. Sadie just jumped on the bed. She wants my attention. Oh, right. She keeps patting my arm. Bullying based on perceptions about sexual orientation. Here's the first bullet. As many as 93% of teenagers hear derogatory words about sexual orientation at least once in a while, with more than half of teens surveyed hearing such words every day at school and in the community. Another bullet. Negative name-calling and harassment about sexual orientation can be harmful to all students. 3 out of 4 students who are bullied with such remarks are not identified as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or questioning GLBTQ. I don't know what that is. These derogatory comments are often used broadly to inflict harm in a school setting. 78% of gay or believed to be gay teens are teased or bullied in their schools and communities, a percentage significantly higher than for heterosexual youth. Another bullet. Hold on, I gotta check the recording. Hold on. Okay, we're doing good with the recording. Let me see. So this bullet. According to findings from the Indicators of School Crime and Safety Report in 2003, 12% of students ages 12 to 18 reported that someone at school had used hate-related words against them, and 36% of students saw hate-related graffiti at school during the previous 6 months. 1% reported that the hate-related words concerned their sexual orientation. Another bullet. A national survey of 760 students, ages 12 to 17, indicate that the most likely group to be bullied are kids who are gay or thought to be gay. Most teens, 78%, said that they disapprove of anti-gay teasing or bullying. Last bullet. In a nationally representative sample of nearly 3,500 students ages 13 to 18, one-third reported that students in their school are frequently harassed because of their perceived or actual sexual orientation. Here's a new section. Hold on. Okay, here's the new section. Negative impact of bullying. First bullet. Bullying and harassment can have negative effects on the development and mental health of GLBTQ students, such as extreme anxiety and depression, relationship problems, low self-esteem, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. These students are also at much greater risk of physical assault than other children and youth. Next bullet. Students who had experienced anti-gay harassment are 4 times more likely than non-harassed youth to be threatened with or injured by a weapon. 22% of GLBTQ students had skipped school in the last month for safety concerns and are 3 times more likely to drop out of school. I will look those initials up in just a minute. Next bullet, GLBTQ students are also at risk for not getting the support they need when they are being bullied due to the perceptions that adults at school may have intolerant attitudes or may not provide confidential help in which to deal with their situation. 4 out of 5 GLBTQ students say they know of no supportive adult at school. Society has hampered teachers, tied their hands so badly that they aren't allowed to help the students being bullied. I say that's bullshit. Talk about bull. Last bullet in this category. GLBTQ students are 2 to 3 times as likely to commit suicide as heterosexual students and may account for a startling 30% of all completed youth suicides. These students are also more likely to experience suicidal thoughts, plans, and attempts than other students. Okay, gotta find this out. I assume it's something related with gay people. We're gonna find out right now. What is paste and search? Let's see here. GLBTQ. What does stand for? The Free Dictionary. This work reflects on case studies of political rhetoric about GLBTQ issues in the form of... Well, this isn't telling me what the definition is, you creepola. Let me keep looking here. GLBTQ definition at dictionary.com. We'll open this in a new link in case I have to go back there. GLBTQ or LGBTQ, pertaining to gays, lesbians, bisexuals, transgenders, oops, and queers. I thought they stopped using that word. And or those questioning their sexual or gender orientation collectively. I cannot believe they used that Q word. That was the adjective. Noun. Usually GLBTQs a person in this group. What? What kind of definition is a definition when they give you the thing that you're looking up the definition for? I tell you. Let me keep looking here. I think we know what it is. I mean, we get the idea. Yep, same thing. So we understand it's relating to lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgenders. Okay, we'll get out of there. Come back to here. New section, about sexual orientation. First bullet. It is estimated that approximately 5 to 9% of youth are gay or lesbian, bisexual, or uncertain about their sexual orientation. Last bullet in this section. The American Psychiatric Association and the American Psychological Association changed their stance on homosexuality in the 1970s, stating that it is not a disorder and that sexual orientation is not a person's individual choice, nor can mental health professionals change, quotation marks, the sexual orientation of their clients. Well, good. I mean, my gosh, you are what you are. At least that's the way I think. Next section. Adult responses are important. You know, that reminds me of when I was a kid and there was a left-handed child in school with me. Every teacher I saw would try to make that child write with their right hand. And even as a child, I thought, that isn't very nice. Why are they doing that? And if you're born a left-handed person, you're a left-handed person. If you're born right-handed, you're right-handed. If you're born and you can, what is it, ambidextrous, where you can use both your hands the same? Well, wonderful. I think that'd be wonderful anyway. Okay. I got sidetracked. I saw those turtles flying overhead while I was looking at the shiny thing over there. Adult responses are important. These are things adults can do. First bullet. No child or adolescent deserves to be bullied. Do not tolerate any anti-homosexual slurs. Next bullet. Work with student government and other school clubs to hold programs on respect, school safety, and anti-bullying. Next bullet. Be alert to signs of youth who may be in distress. Next bullet. Encourage any young person who is bullied to tell a teacher, counselor, or parent. Next bully. Provide confidential help. Consult with a school counselor or other mental health professional if you feel uncertain about how best to support a student. Last bullet. Support training and education for staff about these issues. Absolutely. Of course, if the child is being bullied at school and goes home and tells a parent who's bullying the child, I can just imagine what the child's thinking. I'm not going to go home and tell the bully at home that I'm being bullied by a bully at school. Bullying can be pretty frustrating. Okay, I'm out of that one. Let's go back to my notes. Check the recorder. Oh, we're still recording. 31 minutes in. Okay. Now, let's see. Oh, here we go. Here is a site talking about adult bullying. I'm having trouble. Oh, there we go. Copy and paste. So I can get to that site. Let's see, copy. And let's get to the internet part. Open this tab. Paste and go to. This site is called Mental Health Support. It is a www.mentalhealthsupport.co.uk/adultbullying.html. So, this site has whole bunches of things on it if you want to go to it. They even have a chat room. Chat room help. This is a pretty cool site. Service user and carer involvement, eating disorder participation group, members area, quick links. They have a newsletter, and under quick links, they have home, shop online, latest news, newsletter, service directory, related links, radio links. They have radio links, organizations, disclaimer about us, contact us, sitemap. Okay. So, let's start at the top. Adult bullying. It's not just child's play. We read and hear so much nowadays about children being bullied, especially in schools and online. But what about grown-ups? Those who are bullies in childhood often continue to be bullies as adults. The victims of adult bullying may find little or no sympathy from their coworkers, friends, and family members. After all, we are big now. We should not let silly things like bullying bother us. Or should we? Move the page down. What is it? In the simplest terms, bullying means one person or group of persons being deliberately cruel to another person or group for any reason. I like that definition the best. Although childhood bullies are usually quite easy to spot, adult bullies can be sly, subtle, and difficult to expose. A lifelong bully has had years of practice. Some have learned to be very cunning indeed. Some hide behind masks of authority, superior knowledge, money, or other type of power. Some are good at finding plausible excuses to justify their cruelty. But all bullies have one thing in common. They want to hurt someone. Being the victim of a bully can be a devastating experience and can affect every aspect of a person's life long after the bully has moved on to another victim. Why does it happen? Much time and effort are spent trying to discover what motivates a person to bully others, especially in childhood, where this type of behavior usually begins. On-the-spot amateur psychology, however, probably won't spare you any hurt when a bully comes to call. Remember that if you find yourself the victim of bullying, a bully's bad behavior is entirely his or her responsibility, not yours, no matter what the bully may tell you. That's part of being the bully. Compassion has an important role in rooting out the causes of bullying, but in practical terms, it is unproductive to waste time trying to mend a bully or understand how he or she came to enjoy such cruel behavior whilst you are being made a victim. When faced with a bully, your responsibility is to protect yourself from the emotional, social, or physical harm that the bully intends to cause. Next section. Let me breathe a minute. I'm wearing out. Hold on. Okay. I decided to pause for a bit so I could get some breath. Some air. So how do I spot a bully? Frequently, bullying behavior is obvious, even if the victim feels he or she can do nothing about it. Physical, verbal, or sexual assaults are hard to mistake. But identifying someone as a bully is not always as easy as it sounds. The cruelty meted out by bullies can be subtle, insidious, and cloaked in the most plausible of disguises. If you know someone, perhaps even someone you love and respect, who usually leaves you feeling worse for having been in his or her company, even if you can't put your finger on the exact reason, you may be the victim of bullying. It is well worth examining the situation closely to find out. So when I was telling you about my family and reasons I love them and all, that could be considered bullying. So I could be considered a bully. See? I found this out. And here I thought I was just sharing what this at certain reasons why I love them. Well, surprise, surprise. Anyway, I won't be sharing anything about them anymore, ever again, because it upset them and I didn't mean to upset anyone. What can I do to stop it? When someone is bullying you, it is unlikely that there is anything you can say or do to make the bully feel like being nice to you. The best strategy is to change how you respond to the bullying behavior. Bullying behavior cannot continue to have its desired effect if the intended victim successfully stands up to the bully. Once you have identified a bully and know what to expect from him or her, you must choose not to be a victim. If you want the bullying to stop, expose the bullying for what it is. Take a stand and don't back down. But how? The anguish, fear, and dread a bully is trying to make his or her victim feel can get in the way of a successful defense for the victim. Bullies tend not to pick on those who can fend for themselves. Amen. A bully's enjoyment depends on a victim's inability or unwillingness to fight back. Most bullies are careful to do their bullying when no witnesses are about. Making a credible complaint against a bully who is generally liked, admired, or respected for some position of authority can be extremely difficult and possibly hazardous for the victim. If you are a bully's victim and you perceive, for whatever reason, that you cannot defend yourself, all is not lost. Try these. Tell someone you trust. Find a safe person and tell him or her what's been happening to you. Name names and give details. Make your situation very clear. This may require a bit of courage, but you can find it. Arrange for a witness to the bullying. If that's what is considered what I did, I have a whole bunch of witnesses. 119. I really do feel bad that that was upsetting to people. Arrange for a witness to the bullying. For instance, if you know that the person who bullies you picks certain times or situations to victimize you, ask someone you trust to watch or listen when the bullying takes place. This works best if the witness is physically present for the event and the bully is unaware of being watched or overheard. If, however, you must use any type of technology to record the bullying, find out first whether or not what you are doing is legally admissible in some instances. Footage may already be available. Do your homework and be prepared. Confront the bully. You can do this yourself if you feel able. Your trusted person or witness can do it on your behalf. You can hire a solicitor. You can go to the police or other authority. The important point here is to expose the bully and call him or her to account. Confrontation and exposure with evidence to support a victim's accusations are what the bully tries hardest to avoid. Once exposure happens, the bullying is likely to stop. Don't try these. Getting into a fight. Avoid physical confrontation. Someone will get hurt. You might go to jail. It is likely that nothing will be resolved. If there is no immediate threat to life, don't jeopardize it by brawling. Returning the abuse. Becoming a bully yourself is an easy trap to fall into when you feel hurt and angry. Resist the temptation to lower yourself to the level of your abuser. Be the stronger person. Acting out in frustration. It's the old story of the nasty boss who humiliated the worker, who went home and shouted at the wife, who smacked the elder son, who punched the little sister, who pulled the dog's tail, who ran down the path and bit the possum. Cruelty spreads like a contagious disease. It rapidly becomes epidemic. Wash your hands of it. Suicide. Ooh. Hold on. Gotta move the page. Suicide. It may stop you from enjoying anything else ever again, but it won't stop the bully from finding a new victim. If you are having thoughts about ending your own life, get immediate help. And they have a couple places to click there to get the help. Here's a good one. Am I a bully? Do you recognize yourself as a bully? Most bullies have, in fact, been victims of bullying in the first place. Bad experiences from the past are not valid excuses for subsequent bad behavior. Nevertheless, such experiences are often the causes of bad behavior. Understanding the cause of one's own bullying behavior is the beginning of change. If an honest personal assessment tells you that you need to adjust the way you treat others, now is the time to discover the joys of a cruelty-free life. Read everything you can and find out about the causes and consequences of bullying. Talk to someone about it. Ask your GP to help you obtain therapy if necessary. You will be giving yourself and your children a real chance for happiness and future success. I had promised never to air another word about him on the air, which I won't. I can just tell him in person I love him. In a different way, I guess. See, I'm learning about this stuff. I'm learning. Want to know more? For further information on bullying, click on the links in this article. So, that's the end of that one. Sagey's back. Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Hello, baby. Okay. I got sidetracked again. There's that cat beside me wanting attention. Let's see. Let's go back to my notes. The following is a site on how to handle adult bullies. Hold on while I copy this. Paste and go. 8 keys to handling adult bullies. This site is Psychology Today. www.psychologytoday.com. It's a nice site. You can find a lot of things here too. Let me find where. The title is 8 Keys to Handling Adult Bullies, How to Handle Adult Bullies, posted November 6, 2016. Preston Nye, N-I, MSBA, Communications Success. Some people try to be tall by cutting off the heads of others. By Paramahansa Yogananda. Most of us encounter adult bullies at certain points in our lives. An adult bully can be an intimidating boss or colleague, a controlling romantic partner, an unruly neighbor, a high-pressure sales business representative, a condescending family member, a shaming social acquaintance, or other types of abusive relationships. On the surface, an adult bully may come across as aggressive, demanding, and domineering. However, with an astute approach and assertive communication, you can turn aggression into respect. Here are 8 keys to successfully handle adult bullies with excerpts from my book, How to Successfully Handle Aggressive, Intimidating, and Controlling People. Not all of the tips below may apply to your particular situation. Simply use what works and leave the rest. We're still recording. Okay, number 1, keep safe. The most important priority in the face of an adult bully is to protect yourself. If you don't feel comfortable with a situation, leave. Seek help and support if necessary. Contact law enforcement, emergency hotline, crisis hotline, social agencies, or legal representatives if you have to. Should you decide to deal with the aggressor, consider the following skills and strategies. Number 2, keep your distance and keep your options open. Not all adult bullies are worth tangling with. Your time is valuable, and your happiness and well-being are important. Unless there's something critical at stake, don't expend yourself by trying to grapple with a person who's negatively entrenched. Whether you're dealing with a road rage driver, a pushy salesperson, a hostile neighbor, an obnoxious relation, or a domineering supervisor, keep a healthy distance and avoid engagement, unless you absolutely have to. I prefer the distance thing. I like being at a distance. Let them live their lives and be happy, and I'll live my life and be happy. But then I'm old and tired. And I don't like confrontation. I'll do it when I have to, but I don't like it. There are times when you may feel like you're stuck with a very difficult person and there's no way out. In these situations, think outside the box. Consult with trusted friends and advisors about different courses of action, with your personal well-being as the number one priority. We're never stuck unless we have blinders on. Keep your options open. Number 3. Keep your cool and avoid being reactive. Bullies win when you're upset. And that was by NCAB. Whoever NCAB is. A common characteristic of bullies is that they project their aggression to push your buttons and keep you off balance. By doing so, they create an advantage from which they can exploit your weakness. If you are required to deal with an adult bully, one of the most important rules of thumb is to keep your cool. The less reactive you are to provocations, the more you can use your better judgment to handle the situation. Some bullying scenarios may require a strong and assertive response, while others may be handled simply with you being unimpressed. Either way, keep your cool when you approach the situation. Maintain superior composure. Number 4. Know your fundamental human rights. A crucial idea to keep in mind when you're dealing with an adult bully is to know your rights and recognize when they're being violated. As long as you do not harm others, you have the right to stand up for yourself and defend your rights. On the other hand, if you bring harm to others, you may forfeit these rights. The following are some of our fundamental human rights. You have the right to be treated with respect. You have the right to express your feelings, opinions, and wants. You have the right to set your own priorities. You have the right to say no without feeling guilty. You have the right to get what you pay for. You have the right to have opinions different than others. That's a biggie. That was a biggie in my life. I had to learn that. You have the right to have opinions different than others. You have the right to take care of and protect yourself from being threatened physically, mentally, or emotionally. You have the right to create your own happy and healthy life. The fundamental human rights are grounded in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, laws in many democratic nations protecting against abuse, exploitation, and fraud. And if you're in the United States, the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights, which seems to have gone out the frickin' window with the Democrats now. These fundamental human rights represent your boundaries. Of course, our society is full of people who do not respect these rights. Bullies in particular want to deprive you of your rights so they can control and take advantage of you. Now see, doesn't that remind you of the Democrats at this point in time? And not just the Democrats, other swamp beings too. But you have the power and moral authority to declare that it is you, not the bully, who is in charge of your life. Focus on these rights and allow them to keep your cause just and strong. Number 5. Utilize assertive and effective communication. As mentioned above, avoid interacting with aggressors unless you absolutely have to. When you are required to deal with one, strengthen your position by utilizing assertive communication skills. For more on this topic, see my book. Number 6. Talk about your experience. His book is How to Successfully Handle Aggressive, Intimidating, and Controlling People. Let me see how I'm doing on time. I have 4 minutes left. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm going to have to summarize this. Number 6, talk about your experience. Find people you can talk with. Number 7, in serious situations, proactively deal with the problem early on and formalize your communication. With adult bullies whom you need to interact with on a regular basis, it's important to put a stop to any serious potentially damaging patterns early on. Let yourself, not the bully, be the one who sets the tone of the relationship. Whatever possible, formalize your daily communication with the bully by either putting things in writing or having a third party present as witness. Keep a paper trail of facts, issues, agreements, disagreements, and timelines. Build a strong case and factual evidence against the aggressor. In addition, identify whether there may be other victims of the bully and consider a joint formal response. Number 8. Set consequences to compel respect. When an adult bully insists on violating your boundaries and won't take no for an answer, deploy consequences. In conclusion, to know how to handle adult bullies is to truly master the art of communication. As you utilize these skills, you may experience less grief, greater confidence, better relationships, and higher communication prowess. You are on your way to leadership success. And that's the end of the bullying Dolly shares. And I learned a lot going through this. And I hope y'all got some pointers out of it. And for now, I say, oh, I got 2 minutes left. Here I was racing. I got 2 minutes left. So I was led to do this, and I'm really glad I was. It was very eye-opening to me, and I appreciate having been led in this direction. And I want to say I will be doing a Dolly Shares every other week now rather than every week. Nancy has said that she will be doing something on my off weeks. I forgot what it was, but we'll have something coming from Nancy for an hour a week, which will be cool. I'm just getting to the point where I need a rest. So we'll be doing that from now on. I'll do Dolly Shares every other week, and Nancy will do something with reality. Let me see if I can find it for you. Let me see. Sir, it plays on us, on the, we talk a lot in here. Let's see. I can't find it. What she's gonna do, but it's gonna be really interesting, y'all. So, you'll have Nancy 1 week and you'll have me the next week. So for now, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.